Episode number 270, Google Ads Masterclass with Steve Fogg. Let's do it.
This is the definitive podcast for helping you plan, create, and execute dynamic worship experiences at your church. Useful, practical content in the areas of production, worship, communications, first impressions, and more. This is Making Sunday Happen.
Hey guys, this is Making Sunday Happen, the definitive podcast for those who plan, create, and execute worship experiences, both physical and online, at churches all around the world. Thank you for being here. Our goal on this podcast and through our ministry at 1230 Media is to help you. You are on the front lines of ministry at your church, trying to figure out how to craft worship experiences, asking God to move in your midst to see life change and spiritual growth happen in your people. And we're here to help you. We do that through media content, both ready-made on our website as well as custom graphics and video, and training through our blog, podcast, books, and other resources. It is our mission and our heart to help you. You are on the front lines doing the work, so we're here to help you. Feel free to reach out to us anytime or take advantage of some of our free and affordable resources for you. It's our heart to get cost on the stuff that we do as low as we possibly can for ministry purposes. So that is our heart. Our heart is to serve you. And thank you so much for being here this week and checking out this episode of the podcast. On this week's episode, I welcome my friend Steve Fogg. Steve serves the church faithfully from Australia, and we've become friends. Steve has some amazing resources for the church in the way of Facebook and Google Ads, including how you can get grant money for your nonprofit, how to make the best use of Google and Facebook, and more. We're going to be going pretty deep on these two platforms, both Facebook and Google, this week and next week on the show. This week we'll tackle Google Ads, and next week we're going to be taking a look at Facebook. Before we dive into my chat with Steve, let's get another testimony from the mailbag. Here we go. This week, I want to share a testimony from Billy Elder from Silica Springs Baptist Church in Gaffney, South Carolina. Billy writes, Silica Springs Baptist had 11 visitors this Sunday, 5 joined, and 1 gave their life to Christ last week. The church survived the passing of my wife 6 months before COVID. We survived COVID and have normal attendance and 300 to 400 views per week on our service. 3 years ago, we had a revival where 157 people were saved in 6 weeks. Some of this might sound small, but wow, what it meant to us. Great word, Billy. So sorry to hear of your wife's passing. This is encouraging to hear how your church is continuing to minister and how you're seeing life change happen in your community. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing this testimony, man. If you would like to send in a testimony to share what God is doing at your church, or if you have a question, you're welcome to email me directly at carl@1230.media. That's all spelled out, Carl, C-A-R-L, at the word 12, the word 30, dot media. Or you can find me on social media at Carl Barnhill. Feel free to find us on any platform and just tag it, Making Sunday Happen, and with your question or your testimony. We would love to hear from you, and I would love to share what God is doing at your church on the podcast. So feel free to contact us anytime. All right, my chat with Steve Fogg, all about Google Ads for your church, is coming right up right after this. Hey guys, I want to let you know about my friends at Lullaby House Music. You might know that we've worked with the team at Seeds Family Worship over the last few years, creating graphics and videos for their word-for-word scripture songs, concert tours, and more. The same great team that brought you Seeds now presents Lullaby House Music. This is fresh, peaceful lullaby music for the babies in your church or in your family. This is great music to have playing in your nurseries, at church, or at home. You can stream Lullaby House Music now on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Pandora, or wherever you stream your tunes. Celebrate the gift of life, love, and family. Visit lullabyhousemusic.com to learn more. lullabyhousemusic.com. Hey guys, today I welcome digital strategist Steve Fogg to the podcast. Steve has served as the communications director for Crossway. He has helped dozens of churches, ministries, and organizations create more impact in their communities through marketing and communications. My bald friend from Australia, Steve Fogg.
Hey, Carl. How you doing? Good to be on the episode.
I'm doing great, buddy. I hope you're doing well. Down under. So we're making the Wi-Fi jump across the pond. So hopefully technology will stay with us.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully the kangaroos and the koalas will keep it going.
Awesome. Well, man, I read a little bit about you, but tell me about your background and where God has you. You have a new role now. Kind of give us an update on where you are.
Yeah, so I grew up with no faith, became a Christian when I moved to Australia. So I moved from England to Australia, long, long way. I was working in a graphic design agency, junior, senior, creative director into an advertising agency, and then got called into ministry thinking I'm going to be a pastor. 4 years as an intern didn't kind of work out the way I thought it was going to be. But I then became, as you said, the communications director for a large Baptist church here in Australia, in Melbourne. I did that for 10 years, built a team, like an internal agency at the church, serving the community and the church. And during that time, I saw the rise of social media. I remember when Facebook arrived and when Twitter arrived and when, you know, kind of all the platforms started to ramp up. And I saw the opportunity to use digital for the gospel. And that's really where my fascination with digital and comms kind of really started. And we can talk more about that, but it was just a fascinating journey. For the last 2 years on staff at Crossway, about 5 years ago, I started our church online campus. So dreamt that, created, started, got it going with lots of team help. We grew to about 2,500 to 3,000 people a week. And then God called me over back to the UK for a year, where I served as an exec pastor. And that was a really interesting season back in the UK, which we loved and hated at the same time. I realized I was Australian and not English anymore, but we loved reconnecting with lots of family and friends and all that sort of stuff. And God grew me in my ministry and experience. And then we came back to Australia. I've been in the marketplace for the last couple of years, serving and leading in a business and in marketing. And then really this year with COVID hitting, all of a sudden church has kind of come roaring back into my world because I did church online all these years ago. I got contacted by hundreds of churches at the start of the year, literally. And the Lord's just placed all these kind of churches in front of me. And I just felt kind of the situation leading me back into ministry. So I still serve and help churches with that digital outreach for church online and with digital comms, but also I've now just taken a part-time leadership role at a church here in Melbourne, a large Anglican church called City on a Hill, and I'm leading the what they call the digital ministries, which is basically church online and everything that's digital within the church. So I joined the team a couple of weeks ago. I'm still doing kind of broader stuff with other churches, pretty much in every English-speaking country in the world. It's a lot of fun. Like, it's so much fun, Carl, seeing disciples made in all these different countries as a result of not even meeting them, like not even meeting staff, but you can hear the impact. It's awesome. And that is all the way up to today. Pretty much been my story.
Yeah, awesome, man. Speaking of Church Online, you recently hosted the Church Online Summit. Earlier this year, which was a great event, man. You did a fantastic job with that.
3 weeks from where to go. That was bonkers, as we say in English.
Well, you learned a lot, and you did just a great job with that. Tell me about the response and some of the feedback that you got from that event.
Yeah, look, I'm not a conference organizer. I've never sought out to do online kind of summits or anything like that. But I just felt like that was the right time to do something with church online. And it proved, because I just thought I'd get a couple of hundred churches along with my network and through my blog email list. And I thought, you know, I'd get some, pull some friends in from different churches around the world. And they all said yes. And all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, we've got 4,500 churches attending this thing with 2 days worth of speakers and me figuring out how, what have I done? And oh my goodness, I'm on this little beautiful MacBook Pro, but it's rendering out video after video after video after video. And I kind of, it's great because I've heard so much feedback from it with pastors that I just come into contact with just vicariously, and they say, aren't you the guy that did that church online summit back in May? Huh, you know what? This is how it's helped our church. And all of a sudden, you just see this impact of all these wonderful voices speaking to people that they're never going to meet. But I just have this sincere belief that when the tide rises and all our boats rise on that tide, the church collectively gets better. And especially when it comes to digital outreach and this, to use the cliche, unprecedented time, and we've been through this massive digital reformation this year. And, you know, it's just a great to play a small equipping and coaching role in that season for churches.
Yeah, it's humbling. It really is. All right. In this episode, I want to dive into talking about using Google Ads for churches and the best way that we can use them to reach our communities, no matter where we are in the world. So give us some background here on Google Ads. Maybe we can start by defining some terms. Okay. So what are Google Ads, and kind of give me an overview to get us going.
Yeah, sure. So Google Ads are, if you go into Google search and you search for something, you know, Cole, you might search for fashion, being right. A good looking guy that you are, it might be, cool glasses. Right. And Google gives you a series of results. For me, it won't ever be shampoo, for example, right? But it will be,
Correct.
it might be beard trimming. Or something like that. But Google gives you a series of results. Advertisers know that basically 90% of search traffic 90% of search traffic are in the first three results. So what everyone does is smart marketers know that you need to be in those first three to really get found, to get seen. And this is why Google gives everybody the opportunity to put an ad in those first three results. For most churches, however, they don't quite understand the fact that that's possible, firstly. This opportunity is there for every church, that you can get your church found. It's like you had a small church sign in front of your building, and then you put a light on it, and then you made it into an LED, and you just basically, you're getting seen by more people. That's what really Google Ads do. On the search side of things, there's display and there's video and there's shopping and there's all sorts of other types of Google Ads. But for the purpose of churches, search ads are the main way to get found. And really, it's just a text ad, but it's not, hey, come and visit our church. It's actually intersecting the person. So it's called intent-based searching. It's intersecting that person around the topic of what they're searching. Okay, so now for some types of searches, it will be literally, you might type in a church near me, for example. It's very common. Google will actually auto-complete that search for you. Mm-hmm. And the chances are, unless your church is geographically named, so, you know, whatever community church, you know, it'd be Melbourne Community Church, the likelihood is that you do not figure on page one of the search results. Okay, so that means your church is basically invisible. So think about that for a moment. All of a sudden, with COVID hitting, no one's really meeting in person, or it's some sort of hybrid model. Your church is essentially the invisible man, and no one's ever going to visit because I can't find you. That's where the Google ad comes into play. Okay. Instead of being on page 25 of the search results, which no one really goes to, and again, from page 2 to page a bazillion, you're fighting over 10% of that traffic. What a Google ad does, it propels you up to either 1, 2, or 3, depending on what you're willing to bid for that ad. So that's kind of what a Google ad is in its basic form.
So a lot of people might be not using Google ads, and a lot of churches might not be. I think some of it is, I don't understand it. It's too overwhelming. I don't really get it. It seems like a lot of money to me. I don't know. And so it can be overwhelming or confusing. So bring it down to my level a little bit to, and you have, but maybe from a cost standpoint, maybe from a value standpoint, give me, kind of bring it down on my level for a volunteer or staff member at a church to understand what the value.
So if we go back to that church sign, we did a survey when I was on this team at Crossway. How did you find out about our church? That was the question. And we let people answer by themselves. So they wrote in the answer. The vast majority of people found our church because they drove by and saw the sign. And we had this beautiful blade and it's lit at night, so you can't miss it. And there's 100,000 cars going past every day. In the same way, online, it's how your church gets found, okay? So, you know, you might spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 on your sign, whatever, a various amount of budget. So if you put that into context, or in another context, you might pay for a newspaper ad, or you may pay for a radio commercial. Google is the same way. But the beautiful thing is that there are two types of Google ads. One is paid Google ads, and the second one is for churches, eligible churches, you can get what's called a Google ad grant. Okay, so what Google does, it's a big tax write-off for Google. They say to you, Carl, for your church, if you're an eligible church in an eligible country, you are eligible for up to $10,000 per month in free advertising. So they will effectively say they paid for your placement as an ad. Okay, so that, and for them, it's a big tax write-off. That I think they get about nearly $750 million in tax write-offs every year. But basically, a big suitcase of in-kind money bang on your desk every week and every month, ongoing. So it's up to $120,000 per year in free ad spend, effectively, ongoing. So really, that's the big opportunity, is while there's a cost for some, if you want to go down the paid ads route, actually for the vast majority of churches, if you're, let's say in the States, you're a 501c church, for example, in the UK, you just need to be registered with the Charities Commission. In Australia, you need to be registered with the ACNC. And it's basically that charitable status. That basically is the first step, and you become eligible to get this wonderful grant. To kind of put some legs on that, what does that mean? Well, we create ads based on the way people are searching. So, for instance, I don't know what it's like where you are, Carl. Are you like back meeting? Are you kind of in a hybrid situation at the moment?
Most churches, we did a survey recently, 80% of our churches that we serve are back in person in some capacity. And that was a few months ago. So my guess is that number has gone up, actually.
Yep.
So I would say 80 to 90% are doing some type of hybrid in person and online. And I don't think that's going away doing both anytime soon.
So with everyone's in this hybrid situation, basically the new church norm, we've been through this sweeping digital reformation. The new church norm is we've got online and we've got in person. Okay, so Google Ads can help for both. So if we look at just online, Google Ads will help get your church found online like 90% more effectively, basically. So if you do church online, you know, the search traffic, so people searching for church online, for example.
Which you should be. Ding, ding.
Which, yeah, okay, which you should be. The search traffic this year, I wish I could show you the graph, but basically it's gone like this. So if this is kind of January, February, March, April, Easter, and then it's come back down and it's kind of here, but basically it's gone from a baseline and it went up like 1,000% when COVID really hit around kind of Easter and the Easter nexus with COVID. And then it's flattened out after that 300% above what it was pre-COVID, just for that simple search of church online. So that means there are 300% more people searching for church online than there were before COVID. That means you've got 300% more opportunities to reach people. And Google will pay you $10,000 per month up to that for people to help find your church online. So that's just that's the digital space. And there's lots more we can dive into there. In real life, if people are brave enough to come back and, you know, I've talked about being found in real life. So if someone's searching for a church, sorry, I give this example, a church that I've did another interview with and gently prodded them. I said, church in Melbourne. And this church went in Google search. You type them. This church is one of the largest churches in my town, but they were on page 3 of the search results. So after talking with them, they now have the Google Ad Grant and they now appear at the top of those search results. So that they can be found when people come back and are searching for a church after we go into a hybrid situation, they're going to be found by 90% more people. So that both it's in real life, but also online, there's just much more visibility basically for your church.
So I don't want this to gloss over people because this could be a bombshell for a lot of churches that don't know about this opportunity. So say I'm a pastor listening to this going, hang on a second. You mean to tell me that there's $10,000 a month available to me as a church to spend on Google Ads and I don't have to spend a dime out of my budget? Are you for real?
So, yes, it sounds like that Nigerian man that wants to give you, you know, $3 million because he's inherited it. And it does sound too good to be true, but it's actually true. And I work with dozens of churches who are smart enough that just go, we'll take that opportunity. Thanks. Tick. There's obviously ongoing costs to manage those ads from my point of view. But the actual ad spend itself, Google is basically stumping up the money to say, hey, if you want to communicate the gospel to thousands of people every month, here's up to $10,000. So you don't always spend up to $10,000, depending on your strategy. But for the vast majority of the churches I work with, they spend between 5.5 and a smaller percentage spend around 9.5 to $10,000 a month.
So say I'm a pastor and I'm looking at budgeting for marketing to get more people to my online or my physical worship experience. Yep. Tell me how much I should be budgeting. This might determine depend on church size or reach or other variables. But tell me how much you just told me that I have $10,000 worth of free ad spend. So the money that I would budget for is not going directly to ad spend. It can be going to a guy like you to manage it or some other. What do I need to budget? Maybe that's partly you, or what are the other things that I need to budget for to make this happen?
So basically, obviously, so I'm what's called a certified Google Ads professional. So I've gone under training to do this both in business, but the vast majority of the people I work with are church leaders. And basically, you pay for my time. And that's what you're paying for.
And what are you doing for that?
So I'm setting up the ads. We're making sure we apply for the grant so that the church becomes eligible for the grant. So there's basically a lot of setup And then we manage those campaigns ongoing and we grow. So the way Google Ads work, it's not like you turn the volume on and all of a sudden everything's working at maximum capacity. Mm-hmm. We actually work within the Google Ads platform at every single day for the first 3 months to maximize the return for the church. And we're setting up campaigns along the way. And then, you know, we've got Christmas coming up, obviously. For Christmas, you know, we'll go through all of the churches that we're working with and say, hey, if someone's searching for Christmas services, would you like us to set a campaign up for you? So then we work with those churches, point them to their landing pages for their Christmas services. So that's kind of the work that we do. We work alongside those churches to both manage, but we also implement new campaigns as needed.
Good. So that's really good news for churches, guys. So the only money that you're spending, so you're not hiring somebody like Steve plus spending money on ads.
Correct.
You're just hiring a Steve to manage the campaigns for you. So this is really good news for churches, and it helps keep costs minimal. Because you're just paying for you to manage it for them.
Yeah, look, I mean, if someone said to you, Carl, for your church, and it's the budget sounds great, right? $120,000 a year. I know churches would just they love the sound of that. You know, it's a big number. It's a real number in the sense that a church could never afford to spend that money on Google Ads. If you came to me and said, Steve, I want to do Google Ads. For the vast majority of people, they're actually putting down real money for those same ads. They're using their credit card. So I work with businesses as well, and they're using real money. But Google, it's basically saying, "Hey, just go spend it, and we'll support you through that expenditure." It is God's gift to the church globally, and you know, I first set it up for Crossway. Gosh. 7-8 years ago, and it's still running. So if you go 7 times 120, what's that? You know, that's incredible value, incredible value that you could never afford. Mm. And it more than pays for, you know, some guy like me.
Right. So what kind of ads should I be pushing out? Is there a suggestion of Christmas or Easter, obviously, but what kinds of ads, if I'm a church, what should I be pushing out?
So the way we work, we look at your outreach strategy first. So we say, what programs, what service opportunities are you doing externally? So to give you an example, a lot of churches at the moment, because of the pandemic, are doing food pantries. And that's just a very local campaign, but it's a real service for the community. So, you know, you can literally Google food pantry, and is it your church that turns up there, or is it another charity? Now, both are good, right? But the challenge with churches is that they say, well, we want to get found because we're doing this food pantry because we're on mission and we want to communicate the gospel to our community. But if no confining food pantry, then... you know, basically it makes your food pantry get found by more people who are searching in your area. That's one really small, what we call a local campaign. You can do campaigns for alpha, so any kind of outreach that you're doing where people are searching about the Christian faith online. You can do it for preschool ministry, junior school ministry, high school ministry. Basically, if you think about how people are searching, so if you run a preschool or after-school type care, for some churches, we help them get found with that. They've got after-school care or preschool during the week at their church, or even something like Mother's a Preschooler, so MOPS, for example. So there's all sorts of opportunities, but where we start is, what are you already doing as a church? Yeah. What ministries are you doing in terms of your outreach? So generally, they're called bridging ministries coming into the church. So we look at what tactical opportunities there are there. You know, some churches are doing celebrate recovery courses. So, you know, some people are doing like money courses, budgeting type courses. So we align first with that strategy. And then what we do on top of that, we make recommendations that we know that about what people are searching for in Google. Anyway, so, you know, felt need, so relationships, marriage. So if you run a marriage course, for example, or if you don't, run a marriage course because people are searching for marriage courses all the time. And that's another bridging opportunity, or a relationship course or a parenting course. People are searching for this sort of stuff all the time. And there's a massive opportunity for churches where Google will say, hey, sure, if you want to put a marriage course up, if it, you know, I've just done that for, gosh, just finished last week, and they had something like 50 people sign up for it. Now, without the ads, they would have been on page, whatever, five and never been found. But that's the beauty, is that we're just using digital comms to get found, aligning that with your vision and your mission of your church.
Yeah, good. All right, well, as we wrap this episode up, this podcast is all about making Sunday happen. So it's all about the worship experience. And obviously, you've mentioned multiple ministries, but kind of bring us back to that, that I see the worship experience as one of the biggest events that you do every week. Now, does that mean that we're concert driven? Does it mean that the worship experience saves us? No, it's all the working of the Holy Spirit and Jesus working through our churches. But the worship experience is one of the biggest things that we do every week to bring our people together. So connect me, Google Ads, with the worship experience. Why is it important to use Google Ads when it comes to that?
Yeah, so let's just giving one example. I've just moved house, and I'm looking for a new church. And I'm hopping onto Google, and I'm literally, I've got no idea about this new neighborhood that I'm working in. I've got no existing relationships in this neighborhood. So I'm using Google as almost like as my my reference point for churches. So that, and it's Friday, and I want to go to a church on Sunday. I'm going to go through that list, and I'm probably going to start at the top of the list. Okay, so I'm going to start at, and so I'm going to see the ad of your church. I'm going to click on that ad, and you're going to show me a landing page that's really going to explain what Sunday looks like, how to, what to wear, what the service looks like, contemporary, traditional, et cetera, but that's really, you're connecting people very quickly and giving them a picture very quickly of what your church looks like. And I would be more likely turn up to those churches first. Because one, I can see them because they're in my search engine. But two, they've actually shown me a picture of what they look like on Sunday. So I either connect or resonate with that, or I don't.
Good. Well, man, thank you so much for walking through this. How can we keep up with you? How can we connect with you if we want to hire you or learn more about the Google grant? How do we get in touch with you?
Yep. So you can just email me, steve@stevefogg.com. Really, really simple. steve@stevefogg.com. Really happy to chat with you and share more about the Google Ad Grant with anyone. Or just jump on my blog. I resource churches all the time on my blog, stevefogg.com. And it's just F-O-double-G, not single G. And I'd be happy to chat with you wherever you are.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, if you are interested in Facebook ads, I want to encourage you to check us out next week, because Steve is coming back and we're going to dig into Facebook ads next week on the podcast. So, Steve, thanks so much for hanging out, man.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be on the show.
Hey, guys, it has been a pleasure having Steve Fogg on the podcast this week. Steve has a great Facebook ads course for churches and ministries available now. He can help you get nonprofit grant money for ad spending on Facebook and Google and help you make a greater impact in your community. Here's a little bit from Steve about his Facebook ads course and why you might consider using it for your church. Check this out.
Hi, and welcome to my Facebook ads course. And I just want to let you know why you should get this course. It may be that you're just starting out for your church using Facebook, and Facebook ads might seem really complicated and overwhelming to you. And if that's you, this course is perfect for you. It will give you the foundations, step by step, of how to maximize Facebook ads for your church. And it might be that you're also a little bit more advanced and you just know there's a plethora of options out there, but you just can't quite figure out how to reach your community. And if that's you, I want to encourage you to get this course as well, because I've got 10 years of experience in using Facebook ads, Facebook Ads Manager, Facebook Business for my church. And I want to share with you everything that I've learned using Facebook ads for my church. It's step by step, it's very practical. It's not just high level thinking, although there's a little bit of that in there to start off with, but it's very practical. It's very foundational for you if you're just stepping out into Facebook as well. So I hope this course encourages you, and I hope that your church gets heaps out of it to reach your community and make more impact.
The show notes for this episode are available now at makingsundayhappen.com.
Thanks so much for joining us on the show this week. Next week on the podcast, I'll welcome Steve Fogg back, and we'll be diving into how you can use Facebook ads to welcome people to your physical or digital worship experiences. In 2 weeks on the show, I'll welcome Kenny Campbell from Stuff You Can Use and Grow Curriculum. Kenny and I will be talking about some volunteer strategies that really, really work. Great insight from Kenny. That's coming up in a couple of weeks on the show. Well, thank you guys for hanging out this week. Go out there and create some incredible worship experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Making Sunday Happen is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your church, visit makingsundayhappen.com.